Mr. Chapin, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
All right. I need some help from you. Brittany Eaton, who is our producer here, is a graduate, and I need some dirt on her. Do you think you can dig into their record and
There's no dirt on a good Trojan graduate.
Good answer. How are you?
I'm well.
Well, you know, the old saying that the kids are off of school, so the superintendent and the administrative staff gets the vacation all summer, we've always known that that's false, especially in these trying times. I know that you are looking at ways to save money, to be more cost-effective, and that's going to make for some tough decisions, isn't it?
It is. And I appreciate you addressing that myth about no work during the summer, because that's commonly not the case, and especially this summer. It's been a very busy, active summer. But a little break from the nighttime pressures and so on, nonetheless. This has been a very interesting, 6 months or so. We've had to adjust, adapt to, some new conditions, and we have no control over the revenue side. It's all on the expenditure side for us in a public school setting. So we discuss reductions. We discuss consolidation of services. Our ISD, I think, has done a very nice job in providing some leadership there. Adapt, I've mentioned recently to our Board of Education and with our administrative staff, and we'll repeat this with our full staff when we meet at the end of the month to begin our school year, that, we fought the good fight. I think that was an important step in the process. I think we had to present our case in the public schools, but at this point in time, I think the successful organization is an organization that's going to adapt to the conditions that we're working in. And so we're prepared to do so. We've had to make some adjustments, and adjustments will continue to be made as employee contracts come up for renewal, as opportunities for consolidation present themselves. We will continue to adapt to the conditions that we're in.
Where do you stand with the next budget? Do you have a number in mind where you think you're going to be short?
We do. We had, by statute, we needed to complete our budget process for the upcoming school year by June 30th. We did adopt a budget on June 27th, and now 2 months in, we're already making some adjustments, no surprise. But we'll have a draw from our fund balance. We have our fund balance is our district savings account. We have approximately a 10% fund balance on our $33 million budget. So we have about $3.3 million in a savings account. Some people call it a rainy day fund. And that's been fairly steady in East Lansing, 8%, 9%, 10%, 11% for the last 5 to 7 years. And we're pleased that that's been steady. We've had to make some sacrifices so that we can have some stability in our school district, but those, like I say, we have to adapt to these conditions.
All right, so how short do you think you're going to be?
Well, we have a board meeting on Wednesday, mm-hmm. ironically, that you called today, and we're going to make an adjustment with that. We do have some teachers on layoff, and I have made a recommendation to the school board to return those that remain on layoff. There's about 4 full-time teachers that are still on layoff, and we'll address some larger class sizes that we have been concerned about. And with that, we'll have approximately a $500,000 to $700,000 draw from our fund balance here at the beginning of the year. So $3.3 million in the rainy day fund, if you will, or the savings account fund balance will become about $2.5 to $2.7 by the end of the school year.
So some of the options that you're thinking, which may help you save some funding, would include restructuring where sixth graders go to school and perhaps closing or consolidating elementary schools.
That's been part of the discussion for the last couple of years, and We have some compromised positions right now. For example, we have one principal serving two elementary schools. We have some compromised special area schedules with physical education, music, and art. And we have some compromised schedules with social worker support. So bringing our student body into some consolidation of schools or areas where we would work with our students would provide, I think, better service, better support for our student body. It's a very robust, I think our board president, Adiego, used the word robust discussion in the State Journal this morning. It is a very good conversation, and we're trying to balance the neighborhood school issue, which is very important in our community, very important to the board, very important to me. At the same time, what do we want those schools to look like? Do we want there to be support? Do we want there to be a principal in place? Level class sizes. I don't know that we can control class size so much. I think that's a function of our foundation allowance or our revenue. But the leveling of classes, i.e., do we have roughly the same size for all fourth graders across the district, or do we have a real imbalance because we have too many schools trying to address our student body?
All right, David Chapin is the superintendent of East Lansing Public Schools. On Wednesday, there will be a meeting of the board starting at 5:30, and then the board must decide by late September whether it wants to place an item on the February 28th ballot asking district voters to extend a millage to pay for elementary remodeling and renovation. David, as always, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you greatly.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for the call.